You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers have been winning some games lately. They have a four-game winning streak going on as we are recording this. I'm Alex Twitter. I'm here with Ken Gernick. And Ken, the important thing, besides the fact that they've won four in a row, is that there are other pitchers besides Clayton Kershaw who are stepping up to help this team win, which sounds kind of ridiculous to say, but that has been sort of an issue over the course of the season. So it's nice to see some other things starting to come together. Even if it was 3 or 4 against the Brewers, I realize it's a struggling team, but still, I mean, they have to take what they can get at the softer corner of their schedule, right?
Well, sure. You know, you gotta beat up on the also-rans. You know, you gotta pile up wins. They still haven't proved that they can really compete with the best teams. But, I guess one step at a time.
Yeah, so they did take the first, as we're recording this, in the middle of a series of the Mets, they took the first game. I was just kind of looking through. I wanted to, we talk about a lot of the same things week to week, and it's a lot of what's not going right. But I do want to touch on some things that are going right. I know we talked a little bit about Corey Seager, but I want to go back to him. Just turned 22, and his numbers are really good. And projected over the season, which, of course, we have to take that with a grain of salt, he would have 26 home runs, 75 RBIs, and a .273 average. Really everything that they could have possibly wanted from this kid they're getting. And it seems like he's been adjusting to everything that's in the big leagues that he needs to very well.
Yeah, and they're asking a lot of him. You know, he's hitting second, third sometimes. He's right up there. They're not hiding him in the bottom of the order. Other teams know that the Dodgers are counting on him, and they have to pitch him tough. And he's hitting like a pro, you know, like a veteran. But that's not a surprise because he's hit, you know, everywhere he's been, every level, and he just has that stroke. You know, he's one of those rare, you know, left-handed power hitters with also contact. You know, he can change his stroke when the situation dictates, and there's not much not to like. So, they could use about a dozen guys like that, and who couldn't?
And Kenley Jansen finally set that record, so that was nice. It was just one of those really good games where Clayton Kershaw starts it. It was a really, really hot, unusually hot night in L.A., which I was laughing because it seemed like Clayton still did not change his attire for that and kept the sweatshirt and everything that he normally wears. But Jansen finally getting the saves record, that's a big deal. It seemed like there was a lot of excitement from him and from Eric Gagne, who was the previous record holder. So I guess just kind of, did he seem pretty excited about it?
Yeah, he was. And I think, you know, the Gagne angle just kind of makes it a bigger deal for the Dodgers and their fans and for the players because, you know, what Gagne did here, even though, you know, it's really over a decade ago, nobody's forgotten it. And it was one of the more exciting times, in L.A. Dodger history, really, what he was able to accomplish. So when you're able to nudge him, aside and take over one of his records, it is a big deal. And it's also, you know, a big deal because Kenley Jansen is, he's never been an all-star, you know, and he just really hasn't gotten the recognition outside of L.A. that his stats really probably deserve. And, on top of that, this is his free agent year. You know, and the Dodgers don't seem to be too eager to re-sign him. They didn't talk to Zach Greinke during his free agent year, and we saw how that turned out. And so there are a lot of people that are sort of assuming that this is going to be his farewell season in L.A. So when you roll all of those factors up, it made for a big night, you know, an exciting night, and maybe even bittersweet if this is, you know, what the Dodgers can look forward to not having in the future. So, he's been a big factor for them. 33 of those 162 saves were for Kershaw wins. So that was kind of fitting last night that he broke the record saving a Kershaw win.
Oh, that's great. There's continuity there, which is nice. Last question, just a little roster maintenance. So Yasiel Puig is scheduled to come off the DL, I believe, today, which means that a roster move of some kind is coming. I saw that they are right now, they have like 9 relievers, so would that presumably somebody would be coming out of there?
Hey, I've stopped trying to predict what this front office does. I can't even explain it after they do it. So who knows? You know, they do have 9 relievers, but then they also only have 4 starters. They've got an off day Thursday. So it's unclear whether they'll do that. If you add Puig, you're going to have too many outfielders, really. So they've got a situation there. You know, I can't predict what they're going to do. I guess it'll either be an outfielder, and, you know, they signed Will Venable, and kind of the assumption was it was just temporary until Puig comes back. But they tend to change their minds a lot. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see when we get to the ballpark what happens.
Okay, I'll keep my eye on that. Thank you so much, Ken.
Okay, Allison. Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.